Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, The Phantom Rustlers, right after this message.
Cattle rustling was the great scourge of the Old West, and among the courageous men who took to the trail to wipe out this menace were United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. It was on such an occasion that they ran into the most baffling case of their colorful careers when they took to the saddle in search of the Phantom Rustlers.
You know, Jingles, Mr. Tuttle's got a mighty beautiful ranch here. Especially pretty this time of the morning.
The only thing that's pretty to me this early in the morning is a good hearty breakfast.
Take a deep breath and fill your lungs, Jingles.
Ain't my lungs that's empty. Now, what do you want to see Tuttle for at this hour of the day?
I heard from the sheriff that Tuttle's been losing cattle. 50 head disappeared off his range yesterday.
Rustlers around this neck of the woods, huh?
That's what it looks like. You know, cattle don't fly. Whoo! Pull up, Jingles. Pull up, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. What's the matter, Bill?
Listen, Jingles. You hear that?
It sounds like a thunderstorm coming.
That's no thunderstorm. Look at that dust cloud. It's a stampede.
It's Tuttle's cattle, and they're headed right for us.
We're going to have to ride hard, or we'll be run down. Head for that clump of trees by the river. Ride that horse, Jingles. Come on, Buckshot.
Let's go, Joker. You heard what Bill said.
They're gaining on us, Jingles.
We'll never make it, Bill.
Swing around, Jingles. We're going to have to turn that stampede. Chance. Follow me. That was a close one, wasn't it, Jingles? I said that was a close one, wasn't it?
Wait. Wait till I get my breath back, will you?
I'd sure like to know who spooked those cattle.
Yeah, so would I. Maybe those two cowpokes riding up can tell us.
Maybe. Hey, that's Sam Tuttle, the owner. I don't know the other one.
Hold on. Get down off them horses, you two, with your hands in the air. Make it fast.
Just a minute, stranger. I don't like a gun stuck in my face. Who is this man, Tuttle?
Put that gun up, Marley. You're tangling with Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, how's I to know? The way things been going around here, you can't be too careful.
Mr. Hickok, this is my new foreman, Jim Morley. Sorry to do on you.
That's all right, Tuttle. Glad to know you, Morley. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Howdy, Morley.
Well, now that that's over, what do you two know about this stampede?
All we know is, if it hadn't been for us, those cattle might still be gone.
Yeah, and we'd have been trampled flatter than a hen's egg dropped from a tall root.
You got any idea what started your cattle, Tuttle?
Well, we saw them running, then we saw two men riding over the ridge in this direction.
Yeah. You and your deputy didn't happen to see him, did you, Hickok?
Morley, I'm going to wipe that sneer right off your face.
Hold it, Jingles. Morley, I'm going to overlook that last remark.
Now, there's no use squabbling over this, Hickok. I've had enough of this country. I'm selling out.
Utah, selling out?
That's what I said, and I mean it. Them rustlers have got me whipped. They're stealing 100 head a week. At that rate, how long going to last?
We got over 50 head yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's why we rode over. Thought maybe we could help out.
If we corral those rustlers, you won't have to sell out, Mr. Tuttle.
No, my mind's made up. I'm selling before they get all my cattle. You know any buyers, they can have it for 50 cents on the dollar. Let the whole layout go for 10,000 cash.
10,000 for a spread like this? That's crazy. It's worth 3 times that much. You know it.
10,000? Bill, if you'd just let me have $1.06, maybe I could borrow the rest.
10,000 cash is all I want. Oh. Marley, you ride into town and tell the printer to put an ad in the paper. $10,000, cattle and all.
I'm on my way, boss.
Yeah. See any idea where these rustlers been taking your cattle through the fence, Mr. Tuttle?
I haven't been able to find a single sign so far, Jingles.
We're going to ride that fence and have a look.
Oh, it's a waste of time, Hickok. Waste of time. Let the new owner worry about that.
The law is taking over now, Mr. Tuttle. You want to come along with us?
Well, all right. Well, I'm telling you, it's a waste of time.
Bill, we've been riding for hours now. Here it is, is almost time for dinner, and I ain't even had breakfast yet.
Just pull in your belt a notch, Jingles.
I pulled it in so far now, the buckle's making marks on my back.
Well, stick with it. Another quarter of a mile, we'll have the whole fence covered. Is that right, Tuttle?
Yeah, we're just about through.
I've seen wolf tracks, deer tracks, bear tracks, but nary a cattle track.
Well, those rustlers had to drive them across someplace. They didn't just evaporate. Steady, Buckshot. Settle down, boy.
Oh, Joker, oh. Oh, Hey, look, Bill, look, a dead campfire by that tree.
Yeah, I see it, Jingles. There's something in that clump of brush. Let's see what it is.
Be careful, Bill.
Come out of that brush and reach.
Flush him out, Bill. I'll cover the brush from this side. Anybody in there, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. Man.
Man?
Yeah, a dead man.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, seeking to trail the rustlers who've been stealing the cattle from the Sam Tuttle Ranch, have been riding the fences for hours. As they were riding along, suddenly Bill's horse reared, frightened by something sinister along the trail. Dismounting, Bill finds a man in a clump of brush, a dead man.
Who is it, Bill?
Never saw him before, Jingles.
Somebody sure filled him with lead.
Mr. Tuttle, get off your horse and have a look at this man.
I don't have to, Bill. I know him. He's the government cattle inspector. Called on me just 3 days ago. Name was Garth.
Cattle inspector, huh? What do he want to see you about, Tuttle?
Oh, he's making his usual rounds.
Probably ran across them thieving rustlers and they dry gulched him.
That's the way it looks to me. Mm-hmm. Now, Hickok, maybe you can see why I'm selling out. They'd shoot a government man in the back. I may be next. If I can get 10,000 cash for this place by morning, I'll be riding out of here by noon.
Tuttle, I hate to see you let a pack of sidewinders make you sacrifice a nice spread like this. But it's your business. All right, now we got a dead man on our hands, and we got to get him to the corner and report the murder to the sheriff. You coming along, Tuttle?
No, I'm heading back to the house. You see Morley, my foreman in town. You tell him to get back out here. I don't want to spend the night alone.
Evening, Sheriff.
Hi, Fred.
I'm Bill Hickok and Jingles. And come on in and sit.
We're in a hurry, Sheriff. Hmm? Did you know there was a government cattle inspector in town?
Yeah, Joe Gart. He's staying over at the hotel.
Well, he ain't staying at the hotel no more.
You'll find his body at the coroner's office.
Dead?
That's right. Shot in the back.
Who did it?
Well, we don't know, Sheriff. Bill found him out on Tuttle's place. He was hidden in a clump of brush.
Tuttle's place, huh? Been some mighty strange goings on out at the Tuttle's ranch. He'd been losing cattle, and, well, they were stampeded twice.
3 times. We ran across one this morning.
Yeah, they almost ran across us.
And I suppose nobody knows who stampeded him.
No, but Tuttle and his foreman, Morley, rode up just as we turned the cattle and said they saw 2 men hightail it over the ridge.
Probably the men who killed Garth.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing doesn't add up to me. We rode every inch of Tuttle's fence today, and there's no sign to show where those missing cattle had been driven through.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. Those cattle are going somewhere, and a cow can't fly.
I'm not so sure. I saw a horse fly once. Sorry.
You should be.
And, Bill, what do you make of it? Do you think somebody could be scaring Tuttle for some reason or anything?
Well, I do know that Tuttle's offering his whole spread, cattle and all, for $10,000.
He must be scared. That place is worth $30,000, or I miss my guess. Well, I'm going to mosey over to the coroner's office and have a look at that body. You're sure it's Garth?
That's what Tuttle said, but I found nothing in his pockets to identify him.
That's strange. Government man always carries identification.
That's what I figured. I'm going across the street to Garth's hotel room and have a look around.
Good idea, Bill. I'll meet you back here.
Hey, Bill, ain't that Tuttle's foreman riding up?
Right, Jingles. Hey, Morley.
Oh. You talking to me, Marshal?
Yeah, I got a message for you. Tuttle wants you back at the ranch right away.
Yeah? Well, I'll be there when I get there. Get up. Come on.
He's the nastiest hombre I ever saw. I've got a good notion
that... Never mind,
to...
Jingles. He's probably a little touchy about all the trouble they're having at the ranch. Come on, let's go into the hotel.
All right. I'm coming. The man can't even sit down to supper in peace anymore. Besides, there ain't any vacancies anyway. Oh, hello, Mr. Hickok. You too, Jingles.
Thanks.
Casper, I'd like to have a key to Mr. Garth's room.
Yeah, well, now, Mr. Hickok, you know better than that. We can't give out keys to people's rooms. Besides, Mr. Garth wouldn't like it.
Mr. Garth is dead.
Naturally, and he certainly wouldn't like it if I... Dead? Did you say dead?
We found him out on the Tuttle Ranch.
In a clump of bushes.
In a clump... Oh, good heavens. Such a nice man, too. Well, here's the key. It's a second room on the right, ground floor.
Thanks, Casper.
I'll get back to my supper now.
I'll go with you.
Never mind, Jingles. You're coming with me.
Oh, my. I don't know what this country's coming to. It's terrible, just terrible.
Here we are, room two. Get that light, will you, Jingles?
All right. I got it.
I'll take the valise, Jingles. You go through those dresser drawers.
All right. But I don't know what I'm looking for. Let's see here. Nothing here but socks, shirts, stuff.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I got something.
What you got, Bill?
This piece of paper is very interesting. Looks like a vet's report.
Bill, a face at the window.
Get down, Jingle.
Now, that was a close one.
Stay down. Too late. He got away.
Could you tell who he was?
Nah, too dark. Whoever he was mighty interested in something here in Garth's room. And I think it's a sheet of paper. Come on. There you are, Sheriff. I found this paper in Garth's room.
And you think this paper is important?
Important enough for someone to take a shot at us through the window.
Probably the same man who shot Garth.
Yeah, if you're right, you're up against a real killer. There were three slugs in Garth's back.
Three? Looked to me as though he was only shot twice.
It looked that way. But on close examination, the coroner found three slugs. But what about this paper? Can you figure it out?
Not entirely.
Me neither. It looks like a menu I read once in a Chinese restaurant.
Who's the vet here, Sheriff?
Doc Sykes. Doc's over at the junction. Won't be back until morning.
I'll get hold of him first thing when he gets back and show him this paper. Then meet us over at the Tuttle Ranch.
Bill, you must have something up your sleeve now.
If my hunch is right, Tuttle's cattle aren't worth 2 cents.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles paid a visit to the hotel room of Mr. Garth, the government cattle inspector, whose bullet-ridden body they found on the Tuttle Ranch. Bill found a paper which he thinks will prove that Tuttle's cattle are worthless. It's morning as we find Bill and Jingles back at the Tuttle Ranch trying to pick up the trail of the phantom rustlers.
Jingles, this thing's got me buffaloed. The only tracks we found lead right up to this riverbank.
You know, Bill, maybe these rustlers have been floating the cattle out.
Not in this river. It's only a foot or two deep. But why can't we find tracks where they come out on the other side?
Man, I think I'll ride across here, Bill, and have another look-see.
Good idea, Jingle.
Yeah. Come on, Joker. Come on, boy. Bill! Bill!
What's the matter, Jingles?
Bill! Help me quick! Quicksand!
Quicksand? Stay on your horse, Jingles. I'll throw you my rope.
Hurry, Bill! I'm sinking fast!
Here you go. Now loop it around that saddle horn.
There's no bottom out here, Bill. Hurry!
Hang on, Jingles. Dig in, Buckshot. Come on. Pull, boy. Pull!
Keep it going, Bill. We're moving.
Buckshot, go!
Ooh, yippee, Bill. We made it.
That was a close one. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. This is one time in my life I'm glad I didn't have any breakfast. Extra weight of it sunk me. This whole stretch of the river is quicksand.
Yeah, now I know why we didn't see any tracks on the other side. Somebody's been driving Tuttle's cattle into this quicksand.
Oh, now, Bill, that don't make sense.
It's beginning to make a lot of sense to me.
Well, you two, what's your excuse for trespassing this time?
Morley, I told you once before to watch that tongue of yours.
I don't mind him, Hickok. We've been under pretty much of a strain.
Yeah, I know that, Tuttle.
It's all over now. Mr. Hickok, Jingles, I want you to meet Ben Wiley.
Glad to know you, Wiley.
Yeah, me too, Mr. Wiley.
Mr. Wiley here is buying my whole layout.
That's right, Mr. Hickok. And I must say, I'm getting it dirt cheap.
Mr. Wiley, I don't think you want this ranch at any price.
What kind of a crack is that?
You better put that shooting iron back where it belongs, Morley, or I'll make you eat it.
Just a minute. What are you trying to do, Hickok? Kill my sale?
Before we close any deal, Tuttle, I'd like Mr. Hickok to explain his remark.
Now, Mr. Wiley, I just found out what's been happening to the cattle in this place. Somebody's been stampeding them into the quicksand.
What? You're crazy, Hickok. Why would the rustlers run my stock into quicksand?
I didn't say it was rustlers. In fact, I don't think it was.
Why, you dirty star packing...
Look out, Bill, he's going for a...
Pick Mr. Morley's gun up, Jingle. Morley, you've been spoiling for a fight ever since we
met.
Now,
wait a minute, you two. Let's talk this over.
You keep out of this, Tuttle. I'm going to talk to this marshal in the only language he understands.
Yeah, that's the kind of talking I like to see, Bill. Let's hear some more.
Come on, get up, Morley. We're just getting started.
No, I've had enough.
Get up, Morley. I want to get back to the ranch and close this deal with Wiley.
Hold it a minute, Tuttle. Sheriff's coming.
Who's it?
Hello, Sheriff.
Howdy, boys. Well, Bill, I got Doc Sykes to explain this report to me, and you were right.
What report is that?
This is the government cattle inspector report, Mr. Wiley. It proves that you were just about to buy yourself a herd of cattle with a deadly disease.
Diseased cattle? What do you know about this, Tuttle?
Well, this whole thing is ridiculous. I don't know what he's talking about.
Gosh, Bill, no wonder Tuttle wanted to dump everything in a hurry.
Don't you believe that, Wiley? It's a lie.
This report is no lie, Tuttle. You and Morley here made up the story about rustlers stealing your stock.
Now, why would we want to do a thing like that?
Well, so you could make up a cock and bull story about being so scared that you wanted to sell out. That's right.
And you and Morley got rid of a few of them by running them into the quicksand.
Now, look, Sheriff. I'm getting kind of sick of these accusations. I want you to place this man under arrest.
Arrest? Marshal Hickok?
Yes, and his deputy Jingles. For murder.
Why, you sidewinding horn toad?
For your information, Sheriff, it was these two who led me to that clump of brush where we found Garth's body with three slugs in him.
Did you say three slugs, Tuttle?
That's what I said. Three bullets. Right in the back.
How did you know that? You didn't even get off the horse when we found Garth's body.
Yeah, just how'd you know about them three bullets, Tuttle?
Why, I...
The only way you'd know about them was if you put them there.
Let me see your gun, Tuttle.
I'll let you see it right in there.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
Good work, Jingles. You knocked him out cold.
Yeah. Guess I don't know my own strength.
Hey, there goes Morley.
Don't shoot, I'll rope him.
That's as fine a piece of roping as I ever saw.
We don't want to lose you yet, Morley. The next time you feel a rope, it might be around your neck.
That's right, Bill. Get on your horse, Tuttle. You too, Morley. I'm charging you with the murder of Inspector Garth.
And you better put up a quarantine on his ranch today.
All right, you two. Get going.
I'm mighty indebted to you, Mr. Hickok. If I'd run Tuttle's cattle in with my herd, there's no telling how far this disease might have spread.
Glad to do it, Wiley. Why don't you ride into town with us and we'll have breakfast together?
Hey, that's a fine idea.
Steady, Buckshot.
Hey, well, come on now.
You know, it was Jingles here who found the quicksand.
Yeah.
Really? Jingles, my congratulations. Must take a practiced eye to be able to detect quicksand.
Oh, tain't really nothing. You know, after all, there ain't no difference between quicksand and dust. No difference at all.
You say that dust and quicksand are both alike?
Sure. Dust is quicksand with the juice squeezed out.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Annie Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation.
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. You'll hear the exciting story, The Phantom Rustlers, in just 1 minute. We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. Today's cast included Ralph Moody, Ted DeCorsia, Tom Holland, and Clayton Post. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of...
What?